You're listening to Supply Chain at KPMG, a KPMG podcast series that addresses your supply chain needs from strategy through execution.
Welcome to the KPMG Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Mary Rollman, and I lead the supply chain practice at KPMG. Today, you will meet two KPMG leaders that spend time every day talking about a topic that can take on a lot of different paths, including analytics, AI, Gen AI, digital. So I'm joined with Stephanie, David, and Jim Lee from our supply chain strategy and analytics team. Stephanie and Jim, do you want to introduce yourselves before we jump into the questions?
Thanks, Mary. It's nice to be back again to talk about another interesting topic and one that in fact has been keeping us quite busy lately. So I'm Stephanie David. I'm one of the partners in our supply chain group here at KPMG, and I lead our supply chain strategy and analytics practice.
And I am Jim Lee. I lead our AI and digital capability for supply chain.
So we're here to talk about a topic, like I mentioned, that has a lot of different personas, depending on who you're talking to. How should a supply chain leader actually be thinking about this next generation of potential productivity opportunities for supply chain? How can they use AI, analytics, or digital in order to get to that productivity that they want to get to? Stephanie, as I know, you've been engaging with a number of supply chain executives on this topic. What does the agenda look like for these supply chain leaders?
So Mary, if you remember in our previous podcasts, I talked about how the advances in emerging technology will continue to revolutionize the future of supply chains, offering unprecedented opportunities that can enable capabilities for optimization, efficiency, visibility, and innovation. Opportunities that we never thought were possible before. So when it comes to how supply chain leaders think about the next generation techniques for a more productive supply chain, we now get into the realm of leveraging analytics, artificial intelligence, and machine learning. And as we have been witnessing and hearing lately, Gen AI. I'd say that the most common request we get goes something like this. Hey, KPMG, can you help me understand how to think about Gen AI use cases so that I can transform our supply chain? And see, what we have come to realize is that within these type of requests actually lies the real question they seem to be asking, which is, can you help us determine where AI, not just Gen AI, but where AI can unlock the right kind of value within our supply chain? So based on that, I say that supply chain leaders should approach this with a strategic mindset and focus on long-term value creation. And here at KPMG, we do take a pragmatic approach, helping organizations sort through that noise, because it's about ideating and prioritizing the right opportunities while taking into account some of the critical success factors that often make or break the value case. So by following this approach, it also gives us the opportunity to identify and address critical gaps, and more importantly, preventing having stakeholders distracted by the shiny object syndrome. The key we have found is to separate hype from reality and focus on practical applications that deliver tangible benefits that can be claimed by the supply chain organization. So whether AI, analytics, and digital technologies in the supply chain are real and here to stay, I'd say the absolute answer is yes. I believe that, you know, these advances and techniques have already demonstrated significant value in optimizing the supply chain operations for many organizations across all industries.
I'm so glad you brought up shiny objects, because that's what this feels like to me, that this is the new distraction, right, for a lot of business leaders. Like you said, there's a lot of practical applications once you get past that shiny object. But of course, there's greater expectations and the impact that it should have on the business world as a whole. Jim, I'd love to hear your thoughts on generative AI's role in supply chain specifically, and how supply chain leaders need to think differently when they consider the role that generative AI could have on their own organization. Jim?
So, Mary, in conversations that Stephanie and I have had with supply chain leadership teams, we often uncover a misconception that generative AI will single-handedly transform their entire supply chain. So right off the bat, we can go ahead and debunk that myth right now. That will not be the case. Will generative AI contribute to the cause and help drive operations excellence? Of course, sure. It just won't be able to deliver justifiable ROI on every task, and it certainly won't be able to do it alone. When it comes to AI, supply chain leaders really need to think of it more as a portfolio of algorithms. And there are three that are most relevant and practical for the supply chain. Number one, discriminative. Number two, prescriptive. And of course, number three, generative AI. So to Stephanie's point earlier, the value lies in knowing when to use which algorithm to solve what supply chain problem. What we find most often are that supply chain organizations are using AI to predict an outcome based on patterns. This is number one, discriminative AI. And it goes by many different names, right? Traditional AI, machine learning, ML. It's the most prevalent AI out there today, given that it's been maturing since the 1950s. The most common example is where the algorithm is trained to find the patterns between, say, customer orders and shifts in the market, like fluctuations in economy or fluctuations in the weather. These correlations are then folded back into the demand forecast to improve accuracy. If we move on to number two, prescriptive models, these are used to prescribe the best course of action by simulating a supply chain operation. Think of an inventory plan that goes awry because your customer experiences an unexpected stock out or your logistics provider encounters an unexpected capacity constraint. A prescriptive algorithm would recommend changes to shipments that would maximize service, minimize costs, all while respecting capacity constraints. So finally, we come to Mr. Popular, right? Number three, generative AI. If discriminative AI is the older, more seasoned quant in the family, generative AI is like the younger cousin who majored in language and creative arts. Less adept at math, lower on the maturity scale, but with a bit more appeal than its older cousin, given that it can be much more interactive with employees, as we've seen with ChatGPT. So generative AI is trained to understand and generate content. Can it do math? Sure. But its core claim to fame is really around mastery of language and imagery to perform tasks that increase employee productivity. A common use case with our supply chain clients today is in the sourcing of direct material. Being able to review every sourcing contract for legal, regulatory, and delivery compliance, and then remediating any of the uncovered issues by generating the appropriate clause. That is tremendous. With several of the clients we've worked with, we've seen tremendous improvement in productivity. So Mary, to your question about how should leaders think differently, once supply chain leaders are able to step back and realize that what they truly have at their disposal is an AI portfolio, they'll not only articulate the role of generative AI, but they'll also know when and where it makes the most sense to apply a combination of those algorithms to further amplify that value.
I absolutely love the way you talk about how generative AI plays a role in this family of digital opportunities. So this next question's for the reader or the listeners, right? I want to know what your advice is for supply chain leaders that are listening to this conversation. Where do they begin? Stephanie, do you want to kick us off?
I think from my perspective, I do believe that the outlook for AI in the supply chain is super promising. We talked about it's here to stay, and we will continue to witness significant potential to revolutionize operations, enhance the decision-making, and drive efficiencies across the entire supply chain ecosystem. That said, for those supply chain executives listening to this podcast, consider several key factors moving forward in order to capitalize on the momentum you have. Some of those include taking a strategic and holistic approach to AI adoption, For instance, supply chain executives need to identify areas where the portfolio of AI algorithms can deliver the most value, whether it's improving demand forecasting, optimizing inventory management, or enhancing supply chain visibility. It's also important to assess the maturity and readiness of AI solutions because it may vary from use case to use case. This next one is super important, and that is investing in data governance, data management, and data integration initiatives to ensure that the portfolio of AI algorithms have access to clean and reliable data. And investing in people and talent development programs, it's another critical one because let's face it, building internal capabilities and expertise in artificial intelligence is crucial for successful adoption. So I say, Mary, that by addressing these key considerations and factors, our supply chain executives that are listening to us today can unlock full potential of AI to drive the level of innovation, agility, and competitiveness in the supply chain that they seek.
Jim, what are your thoughts?
Well, Stephanie brings up a really good point about the supply chain workforce. Roles and responsibilities continue to evolve as AI takes on an increasingly larger role in not only operating and running the supply chain, but improving it. And that is a role that's often housed in a center of excellence or a continuous improvement team. That, to me, is an area that supply chain executives really need to consider modernizing for the future. So historically, algorithms have largely been deployed by corporate data science functions or IT functions, and they'll certainly continue to play a foundational role going forward. But more and more, what we're seeing are companies integrating these type of resources within their supply chain. So case in point, right now, I'm working with a specialty retailer who has stood up an AI team within their own supply chain organization. But they've also made it, you know, clear that they need to be well matrixed with their company's enterprise analytics and IT functions. There are many others making similar changes to their operating models. So Mary, it's clear that supply chains like this and others are recognizing that to remain competitive in the future, they need to not only upgrade their COEs with AI and analytic competencies, but also increase the integration with their technical counterparts across the companies.
Wow. The role of a supply chain leader is not getting any easier, is it? Especially with some of these next generation techniques and advanced tools in order to continue to make productivity improvements. So I want to thank the KPMG supply chain leaders that joined me today. And I want to thank you, our listeners. For more information about this topic or any other supply chain topic, you can check us out at KPMG/supply chain. And that's all we have for you today.
Thanks for listening to Supply Chain at KPMG. Be sure to subscribe to be notified of new episodes.